Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
Hi, Andrew Myrams from Intuitive Finance, one of Australia's leading mortgage brokers. I thought I'd give you an update on pre-approvals and their validity in the current market. I think lots of people think, oh, what's the point of getting a pre-approval? Do they really assist? How can I take advantage of it? We actively encourage all our potential buyers, whether it's an upgrader, a first home buyer, an investor, no matter what stage, even a super fund who we know is going to access the funds, to get a pre-approval in place. So why do we do that? Well, one of the key reasons is if you can do all the work now, there's a lot to sort out through a property portfolio. The emotions are running if you're looking to buy your home and things like that. Let us take one of the stresses out up front before you get to that stage. By arranging a pre-approval, we've done all your credit checks, we've validated your ability to borrow, you've got bank support, subject just simply to the property being found. We've done the work and the hard yards beforehand. But the real benefit I see in having a pre-approval is if you're going to a private sale and you're negotiating and there's one potential owner or buyer that is umming and ahhing and saying they want to do it subject to finance and you're not subject to finance, as a vendor or a seller, which offer would you rather take? They might be the exact same amount. In fact, we've got plenty of experience with our clients having had an offer accepted slightly lower than what the other people were willing to take, but because they are unconditional, they are able to take that property off the market and take it off those potential purchasers that were willing to pay a bit more but didn't have their financing order. The other great thing is, as everyone knows, in the cut and thrust of buying a property, whether you're doing it yourself or employing a buyer's advocate to do it, there's a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing over terms and negotiations and things like that. By having your pre-approval already completed and having done most of the work up front, you can negotiate a shorter settlement term. That may be the difference between saving you $5,000, $10,000, maybe $20,000 in the actual price, because the vendor might have a need to be able to get a quick settlement, a 30-day settlement. So by being able to negotiate on terms, you may not have to necessarily negotiate on price, or it might give you a really great tool to be able to do that. So I think that there's some great opportunities by doing a pre-approval up front. We actively work with our clients. We have access to RP data tools and things like that that we can do property reports on. We have access to some great buyers agents networks that we can give clients the hand by using our professional network to be able to go out to the market. And by having that pre-approval in place, it means an advocate, an agent, or you know yourself, you can negotiate with confidence that you have both our support at Intuitive Finance and, of course, the bank support behind you up to that certain limit. So I think pre-approvals are now a vital opportunity to take advantage in the current hot property market with low interest rates and things like that. I think a pre-approval for anyone actively looking to buy a property, whether, as I said, whether it be your first home and upgrading your home or an investment property, I see pre-approvals as a vital stage of your whole buying process. Of course, here at Intuitive Finance, we'd love to be able to help you with that. If you would like to look into the market and get a pre-approval because you're looking at one of those stages, please contact us here at www.intuitivefinance.com.au, or you can call us on 03 95 98 8544. We look forward to helping you soon with that pre-approval.
Are you into Twitter? Look us up and give us a follow. We scour the country for the best online property market and finance resources and share them on our feed. It's a fantastic way to keep on top of things.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.